Welcome to Devotionals on the Go. My name is Kelly Wenner, and I'm the founder and creator of Soul Strength Fit. If you think you don't have time to dive into God's Word, then this podcast is for you. These few moments will not only allow you to hear the Word of God, but to reflect on it and apply it to your life. Listen, reflect, and grow on the go. This time is for you. Our opening verse comes from the book of Psalms. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Listen once again to verses 17 through 18. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. What is the significance of these verses? Whether God's thoughts are to me, communicating with me, or his thoughts are about me, it's clear that we are greatly valued by God and that we are always on his mind. His thoughts to us or about us are so vast that they cannot be counted. They outnumber the grains of sand. How does this verse make you feel about yourself and your value to God? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me. David was praying and inspired to worship and praise God. Then in the midst of prayer, he begins picturing people who are rebellious towards God. He pauses in his worship and cries out, "Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? I have nothing but hatred for them." Then, as he's considering all the people who may live lives not submitted to God, he begins to wonder if there may be a spot in his own heart not fully submitted to God. So with great courage, he asks God to search his own heart, to test him, and expose anything in him that might not be fully submitted to God. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Are you willing to pray that prayer? It might feel risky to ask God to search you, but it's a prayer we must all ask if we're really serious about growing. And when we pray that prayer, the Holy Spirit will answer. Pause and take a moment to speak to God now. Listen to our opening verse once more. Being open to praying a search me prayer. Notice what the Holy Spirit's spotlight is going towards. Where is the Holy Spirit's spotlight going? Is there something that pulls you down spiritually that the Holy Spirit is encouraging you to let go of? Perhaps a relationship that needs refining, your struggles with anger, or letting go of grudges? Perhaps it's time to repent, to trust, to put something behind you and let something go. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thanks for listening to Devotionals on the Go, your place to listen, reflect, and grow. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an on-the-go devotional. And I'd love to connect. Check me out at kellywennerfit.com. I look forward to digging into God's Word with you next time. Bye for now.